This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. One poem only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Today I'm reading a poem by Vinita Agrawal. You can find her at Vinita Agrawal 18. Her book, Eartha, is available now. First Person Account of a Seed by Vinita Agrawal. All night, the face of awning green hovers above me, its branches carved partly with the grimace of my own imagination. The sacred wounds of trees leaves me trembling in my own hands. This is the first lesson, though it comes from no sage, no guide, but myself, that if I must shatter, let it be outward, like a burst of light, leaves, flowers, fruits, not this inward scoping and scraping of darkness. In the afternoon, a laburnum, golden and thick as a second sun, spills over my shoulders while I am bent over in contemplation, oblivious to the miracle of the universe arriving blindingly through the window. The yellow blooms are the second lesson, both an elegy and an anthem, my true trophy. I must remember them, for memory is the only permanence on the tarmac of sprouting. Germinating is not a cage. I don't squirm or shrink to break open my coat, nor my vest of testa and tegmen. To pollulate is to swim through an ocean of moist soil, air, sunlight, then thrust out a radical. The enunciation of flowers, until colors jostle with colors, is speech, if only it could be understood. I dream of 1,000 forests, in my frantic hunger to wrestle with as many shadows as there are beams of light. To exist without a map is the third lesson. To speak and not be heard. To have my ribs ache with greed for verdancy. To lose friends to the whirl of winds. To vanish for no reason. To stay unbroken, even in the breaking. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.